USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In New Hampshire, precincts are continuing to tally results in the first of the nation primary. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has been in the lead.
We have an agenda that speaks to the needs of working families all across this country who in many cases feel that Washington has turned its back on them.
Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is promising a big change in the direction of the country.
I would be the most progressive president in the last half century.
According to a CNN exit poll, 62% of voters said they would prefer a Democrat who could beat President Trump, while one-third preferred someone who agrees with them on the issues. In China, the number of dead from the coronavirus has now reached 1,068. In the U.S., 13 people have become sick from the disease. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
It was a new ratings low for the Academy Awards on Sunday night. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
Last year, the first hostless Academy Awards in three decades resulted in ratings that did rise year over year for the first time since 2014. So ABC and the Academy decided to go without an MC again this year. But instead of repeating the ratings growth last year, the 2020 telecast fell to the award show's lowest ratings ever. 23.6 million viewers tuning in on Sunday night, a 20% or 6 million viewer drop-off from last year. They do say that Parasite winning Best Picture was the most tweeted about moment during the show, and actor Joaquin Phoenix's acceptance speech for Best Actor was the second most popular moment.
I've been selfish, hard to work with, and ungrateful, but so many of you in this room have given me a second chance.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In the first week of tax season, the IRS processed nearly 13 million returns and issued nearly 4.3 million refunds. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger has some important reminders for this tax season.
Three major issues that are different this year than last year, right after the tax law change. Number one is that you no longer have to pay a penalty if you did not have health insurance. That individual mandate, it went to zero, so it's gone. No tax forms you have to file. If you got divorced last year and there is some alimony payment, alimony is basically now tax neutral, meaning if you pay alimony, you don't get to deduct it, but if you receive alimony, you don't have to claim it. If you were divorced prior to 2019, the old rules apply. And finally, if you are going to be able to deduct medical expenses, you have to be an itemizer, and it has to be more than 7.5% of your adjusted gross income.
A Cook County, Illinois grand jury indicted actor Jussie Smollett on 6 counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly making false reports to police about an assault last year. The former Empire cast member told police he was confronted a year ago by 2 masked attackers who poured a chemical substance on him and wrapped a rope around his neck. Doubts about his story led to the arrest of 2 men who said they were paid to perform a fake attack. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.